Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Why is Tom Brady dropping this bomb to take the news cycle away from the Super Bowl? If I'm Roger Goodell, I'm not happy. If I'm the 49ers, I'm not happy. If I'm the Chiefs, I'm not happy. This could wait until after the Super Bowl. How dare you take away the spotlight from the Super Bowl? And don't say it won't take away the spotlight, because Tom Brady putting this silhouette and this picture up on Twitter 30 minutes ago, as people are starting to dig in and get ready for the Super Bowl. It's wrong, and it's misplaced and misguided. And you know what? It's selfish. This is what this is about Tom Brady. And you're going to see the selfish Tom Brady. Oh, he has this. Tom Brady's all about the team. Tom Brady took less money because he wants to win. All this has built up. And now Tom Brady is, look at me. I'm the story. It's about me. Why would you drop this now, Chris?
Stop it.
It should be dropped.
Stop it,
Rob.
You know what should be dropped? That weak opinion. Stop it. That is foolishness. First of all, Roger Goodell, the commissioner, held a conference yesterday, a press conference, and talked about we want 17 games. That's not stealing thunder? Goodell was open to all sorts of things.
No, but that's the commissioner.
You just went
that's the commissioner having a meeting with all the media.
You just
he does
went
it
off
every
for 5 minutes. Let
Tom
me,
Brady's not
can
here.
Can I talk? You just had 4 minutes
makes
to
no
rip
sense.
Tom Brady.
That makes no
what
sense
makes
about
no
the commissioner.
What makes no sense is you saying he's stealing thunder. Now
he is stealing thunder.
Let me make my point.
The commissioner has this conference. You're right. He does it every year. But my point is that if they make news, it can take away from the Super Bowl.
No, but the commissioner has this every year when all the football writers in the country are in front of him.
I understand
and
that.
And it's supposed to make news, the commissioner talking. Tom Brady is not here. Tom Brady's not a part of the Super Bowl. Tom Brady should keep his pie trap closed and not take away from the Super Bowl. How dare he drop this bomb on the NFL?
Am I going to get to talk this segment?
Go ahead and talk.
Or not? Could I have just stayed in traffic and
stay
played
in traffic
around?
If you're going to bring that about the commissioner stealing
thunder.
This
is the point. Let me finish. This is the point. Roger Goodell, if they're worried about stealing thunder from the Super Bowl, you wouldn't have the press conference every Wednesday.
Roger Goodell is here at the Super Bowl.
But he still could make news that's not Super Bowl related.
He's supposed to make news. He's the commissioner. This is the only time that all the writers get a chance to talk
Thank
to Roger
you.
Goodell.
What did you just say?
But Tom Brady's not
Stop
here.
It. Stop.
What Tom Brady's career. We don't need to know about
that at
the Super
Bowl. What did you just say? He's supposed to make news.
But
the
not Tom Brady.
The NFL wants news, whether it's Tom Brady, as long as it's NFL related. Second point, it's Thursday.
What does that mean?
You still got several days before the Super Bowl takes
Tom
place.
Tom Brady could drop that bomb after the Super Bowl. He doesn't need to do that.
He's selfish, Tom Brady. You're selfish because you're hogging up the segment.
Go ahead.
Just because you want to rip the GOAT.
He's all not right. The GOAT. He's the low.
Yeah, that's getting old.
The luckiest
that's
of all time.
That's getting as old as your gray beard. All right, look. Tom, there is Thursday. The game is Sunday. Furthermore, there is nothing that's going to take away from Patrick Mahomes in his first Super Bowl. Nothing.
You're kidding yourself.
I don't care where
Tom Brady leaving the Patriots after 20 years is going to lead SportsCenter tonight. Tom Brady just sent out a silhouette of him walking out of a stadium, and everybody's saying, this is him announcing, I'm done with the Patriots.
What news is there today?
I'm leaving.
Other than that, what's the news?
But everybody's supposed to start focusing in on the Super Bowl because here we are. It's
oh, really?
A couple days. Yes.
If Tom Brady doesn't post that silhouette, if Peter King doesn't mention that on WEI, what are we leading with? It ain't the Super Bowl.
Yes, we are.
Really?
We're starting to talk about
what
it.
What will we say?
That's what we're
Are you
going to
start breaking down X's and O's?
Yes, on Thursday and Friday leading to
you
the Super Bowl.
You haven't broken down X's and O's once on this show. Stop it.
Are you a I'm not a former NFL player. I don't do
I'm
that.
I'm just saying.
I give opinions. I'm a reporter.
Okay, what would your opinion have been?
That the Kansas City's defense is going to let Patrick Mahomes down.
Really?
How about that?
That was going to be
yes,
the lead?
That
no,
was going
to
be my lead
if
tonight.
We would have been leading with the NBA All-Star reserves or something like that. Stop it. Now, this is not taken away from the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes in his first Super Bowl against the best defense in the league, arguably, Jimmy Garoppolo, the former heir apparent to Brady. These are big stories. The Super Bowl will be fine.
Tom Brady, I guarantee if you go to ESPN.com, that thing that he just posted will be the lead story. Because everybody's waiting to find
it's
out
Thursday.
What Tom Brady's going to do, Chris. Why drop it now, Thursday night at 7:30? Tom, go out to dinner, play with your kids. What are you doing tonight? You don't need to do it tonight.
He might be
Tuesday
out playing with his kids.
Tuesday after the Super Bowl. Tuesday after the Super Bowl is plenty of
this
time.
This is so Rob Parker.
He's still on a contract until March 18th.
Any thing I
Why
can
now?
Find to rip the goat about, I'm going to rip him. I bought him a hat for Christmas, and it was appropriate. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. You're the hippo. Stop it. This is ridiculous. It's Thursday, for goodness sake. The Super Bowl's not going to fail. I get it. It's obviously huge news if he leaves. But the Super Bowl will be fine because we got a new sheriff in town, and his name is Patrick Mahomes. And him winning his first Super Bowl, or trying to, is a huge story. And not even this will dampen it. I'm serious.
I think you couldn't be more wrong. When Tom Brady posts something like that, that's going to get people talking.
It's Thursday.
That's
great.
Finally,
we need something to talk about.
Like, really. I'm just saying, it's not the right time and place.
We weren't about to come in here and break down the X's and O's of Super Bowl 54.
Not the time and place. Tom Brady is selfish as all get up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
People don't understand. They're like, well, what's the difference if they take away a preseason game? What's the difference? The difference is that the owners get buku money for a regular season game, yeah, and almost nothing for a preseason game. That's on local television. That's a local deal the teams have. So you do that, and then you put players in harm's way in a regular season game compared to a preseason game, which now a lot of guys aren't even playing. So it does make a big difference, and I don't think that health is part of it. And if the players do this, Chris, if they give in, they better get
contracts.
Guaranteed contracts and health care like Major, yep, League Baseball and like the NBA.
Totally,
you better
agree.
Get health care because they don't have it. They got a bogus health care plan right now. And here's your turn. Here's your chance, Chris. They want that 17th game. You hold them to the fire and get guaranteed contracts and get health care.
Let me say this. The thing that irks me beyond anything else is hypocrisy. I mean, I can put up with a lot, but I hate hypocrisy. And this is the utmost in hypocrisy from the owners. Don't tell me you're concerned about player safety. Don't tell me you're concerned about concussions. 16 games is plenty. All right? They used to play 12.
And that was fine. Everybody was fine with 12 in the NFL.
Yes. Now they play 16 games. One more game is one more opportunity, 60 minutes worth of more opportunities to get injured. We all have seen the playoffs be affected by injuries. Why in the world would you want another opportunity for star players or any player to get injured and then you go into the playoffs with some of your guys missing games. That's not to mention just their health in general. So it just dropped all the talk about you're concerned about player safety. You're concerned about concussion. You're playing to the press. You're playing to the fan base, which is all up in a tizzy because they think the game's too dangerous. That's all you're doing. And so stop it with that if you're going to keep pushing for 17 games. If you really care about the player safety, you will put this 17-game talk to rest, keep it at 16, and leave it at that.
See, this could be a negotiation tactic by the NFL and the owners in saying, all right, we want 17 games, we want 17 games, and it makes the players have to concede to some other things in order to keep it at 16 games. Because the owners did this the last time to where they were adamant about certain things, certain structures of the season. CBA or whatever, and the players bargained and bargained and bargained and finally said, all right, we'll agree to that, but we want less practices.
Right.
Stuff like, so this is what it could be. If it turns out they go to 17 games, I can't stand it because you water down a sport. What makes the NFL special, what makes college football special,
right.
It's appointment watching. You've got 11 or 12 games during a college football season, and you got 16 games in the NFL. It's why it's the biggest thing there is. Why do we need to constantly have more?
Less is more, man. Keep people wanting it,
exactly.
Right? You want people to have that feeling next weekend, like, I need
exactly.
football.
But football.
But that league that folded, that was the same exact thing that happened.
AFL.
Everybody's like, oh, well, people just want football.
No, they don't. Fondness makes, what is
NFL.
It? Fondness makes a heart grow
right.
Fond.
Like,
absence makes a heart grow
right. And it's like, oh, we just had the season. I can't wait for the new season to start. Not football starts the next week or week after, and I'm supposed to buy into that?
I love football as much as anybody, but don't we find it a little bit ironic that, you know, in baseball they're talking about taking away games. In the NBA they're talking about shortening the season. But in football it's like, let's add another one.
Right.
No, like, understand. It's why there's been studies done that if you send somebody a YouTube clip and it's like 2.5 minutes and under, they're more likely to watch it than when they click on that YouTube video and they see, oh, it's 7 minutes.
It makes a big difference.
Less is more sometimes. And everybody wants to jump up and grab as much money as possible. The money's going to be there. Sports betting and the gambling aspect is going to provide you that revenue you never had before. You don't need another regular season game to make it happen. If you want to get rid of here's the other part. They're talking about getting rid of preseason games. Okay, that's awesome. So now all the guys who need those preseason reps to try and make a team and make a roster, now they've got one less opportunity to do so. I think it screws people over in this case.
You know what I would rather, too, more than 17 games? Let more hitting take place in practice.
Well, they've already negotiated that out, though.
But I'm just saying, maybe that's something that, you know, look, football is what it is. It's a dangerous sport, and you need to let these guys hit. We've seen poor tackling now. We've seen poor offensive line play.
It's terrible.
They need time to practice that. They need time to hit. So I'd rather have them hit in practice more often and keep it at 16 games than go to another 17 game.
It could be 17 games if they get guaranteed contracts and if they get health care.
That
I'm better serious.
Be the only way.
Because
that's the only way.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only
it's
way.
It's still hypocrisy by the league.
It is,
though.
But I'm saying for the union, Chris, if the owners are hell-bent on getting that extra game check from the networks, right? Instead of doing a preseason game, they better not buckle unless they're going to dramatically change the NFL Players Association, one of the weakest unions in this country. They've been run over time and time and time again.
It's why when people are talking in college football about we need to expand the playoff system to 8 games or 8 teams. No. We're good with 4. The problem then becomes if you expand it to 8 teams, you're now telling players who are already playing for quote-unquote free that they're going to have to play a couple extra games now for free and run the risk of injury there. I think we're good. There's other revenue that's coming in. The idea that you need to add another regular season game in the NFL, man, I'm just telling you, less is more. We don't need to constantly add to every sport. Like the NBA has talked about, and you guys know this, and your point, Chris, on practicing. Like, I've heard NBA coaches, and you guys have been on the beat and follow teams. Sometimes coaches will tell you if they're in a bad run, yeah, we need some practices.
Right. And they don't get the
practice. They don't. You get in late. You don't have enough time. You get into a practice, and you can work on some things that you don't have an opportunity to do through on shoot around and warm-ups and everything else to go along with it. I don't like the idea at all. I don't like it at all.
No, I don't. And I just, as we know, the history of the union, Jonas, is bad. So I don't know, and that goes back to Gene Upshaw, the late Gene Upshaw and whatnot. The owners have owned the NFL Players Association. So I don't know what it's going to shake out. There seem to be hell-bent on a 17th game. Maybe you're right. It's a negotiating ploy for some other stuff. But if I'm the players, you got to hold together and say we're not doing it unless something changes here.
Well, Rob, just think about this. You're saying you want them to get guaranteed contracts. According to Albert Breer, MMQB, they're not even getting an extra bye with the 17 games.
That's what
they would stick with.
They would stick with
one bye week.
So they don't even get anything out of it.
You know what? If they agree to this,
are selfish. Every owner. Am I wrong? Every owner's a billionaire. Roger Goodell's making 40+ million.
40 billion.
Almost
40 million.
Right.
Right. Right.
Why? Really? Really?
Yes.
You want to put the players out there in a gladiator sport one more week, one more opportunity,
one more chance to get hurt,
decapitated.
Right.
And just so you can make an extra few million, you're a billionaire. It's ridiculous. It's the utmost in hypocrisy.
If the players agree to this and don't get guaranteed contracts,
oh,
the NFLPA is a joke. The NFLPA
is already
a joke.
It's close
they
to that
took a
already.
Bad deal. Like, look at how strong the Major League Baseball Players Association is. Even when guys are for sure cheating and might have jumper
right.
cables attached to their bodies, twitching.
They don't even get suspended.
And they don't even have to really talk. Like,
right.
It's like that. That's a players' association.
But you know why, though? I'm going to tell you. And you can't get stuff unless you're willing to
cue
to make
the music. Here comes Rob. Love.
Here goes.
But it's a
players' association.
You have to make a sacrifice. Is all I'm saying. And what they did? How did they get the power? They cost baseball the World Series. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's how they got the power. And unless you're willing to make a sacrifice, and if you're not, that's why you don't get a deal. A good deal for you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
We are joined now by Chicago Bears All-Pro running back and returner, Tariq Cohen. Man, it's great to have you on the iCouple, brother.
What's up? Great to be here. Thank y'all.
What I got to ask you is, you know, you're here at the Super Bowl, and I know you want to be here playing instead of talking to us. You know,
yeah,
is it a bittersweet feeling being here in Miami when all this is going on?
Oh, it's definitely bittersweet because you realize that, you know, you're not the one in the Super Bowl. But then what makes it better is all the other 30 teams are here also, and they're not in the Super Bowl either. So y'all can just all sob together.
But before the season started, I picked the Bears to make the playoffs after what you guys had done last year.
Yeah.
And I know the kicker missed the kick.
Some people picked y'all for the Super Bowl.
Right. I mean, that's where people thought you were going to take that next step. You got a tremendous defense, and then with the other parts. How shocked were you that the season just never got going, starting from game one with the Packers? You guys just seemed to not get your footing.
We on the offensive side of the ball, we definitely feel like it was our fault. You know, we never got it going consistently, and we never found an identity within ourselves. So we feel like they held a major role, you know, how all the games shaped out and ultimately how our season shaped out.
We were just talking. We had LaDainian Tomlinson, the Hall of Famer running back, on right before you.
Yeah.
And we were talking to him about the change in the position, how he would carry the ball 25 times a game, and it was no big deal. You may have never – have you ever covered it, carried it? Yeah, that much in a game.
It's all a passing league now.
Right, yeah. And I know when you started off playing running back, you were running the ball probably all the time. That's how it was at that position. Would you prefer it to be back like it was in the day where you knew you were getting it 25 times and you were going to be able to run for 130 yards or whatever? Or you like it now with the catching the ball and running a few times and shuttling in with two or three other backs?
See, I like running the ball better than I like catching out the backfield, but I feel like the game nowadays is better for a guy with my skill set. You know, I can catch the ball and things. And then also, if I was just running the ball, then I would be one-dimensional. They would know I'm getting the ball and it's going to be like a handoff. But me coming in the game, they don't know. Like, I can get a handoff or I can catch it out the backfield. So I feel like for a guy with my skill set, it's better nowadays.
What about the returning to football? You know, there's a lot of talk about safety and health. And do you think that that's eventually going to go away? Because is it the XFL? Which one is not going to do the XFL?
I think they're going to have returns. It's something different they're doing.
But you know what I mean?
Like, but there's talk about getting rid of
Getting rid of the return. Would you be in favor of that? Is that just a part of the game? Or safety-wise, it would be good to do something else?
I feel like the returns is a part of the game. It would be, like, a tragic, you know, to take that out the game. But I feel like, you know, safety-wise, I feel like they're moving to taking that out of the game, especially kick return. I feel like two players coming straight down at each other, it's hard to be too safe in that. So the only way to be safe about it is to take it out the game.
Because that's basically a car wreck, too. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
At the speed going and you could just be wrecked. And we've seen people get wrecked.
Yeah.
Today, with the emphasis on safety, you know, back in the day, a lot of times guys got concussions and they would just say you got your bell rung and you're back in there playing. Is it hard to block that out of your mind when there's so much of an emphasis on safety, which is good, but is it harder to block out, like, the possibility of getting hurt than it used to be, or is it easy for you?
It's definitely harder, like, before you're in the game. and, like, just talking about it. And in the locker room, it's hard to block it out. You always know about it. But
so they're constantly talking to you guys about it.
Yeah, now it's one of the main topics in everything we do. But when you get in that game, you know, you're not thinking about that. You're not thinking about being safe. You're thinking about making a play, whether you're on defense. You're thinking about making that tackle, offense, running that guy over, scoring a touchdown. So, you know, it's hard.
We're joined by Bears All-Pro running back Tariq Cohen.
Mitch Trubisky, he obviously gets a lot of criticism and talk with the Bears. But a year ago, you guys were in the playoffs on your way, missed field goal, that kind of wrecked the season. And a lot of people, as Chris said earlier, picked the Bears to even make it to the Super Bowl and thought that it was enough. Is Mitch Trubisky that guy? What do you like about him as a quarterback?
He's definitely that guy that can take us there. You know, I feel like it's his mental fortitude and the leadership behind closed doors. You know, he's not going to do it for the cameras. You know, he's not that type of guy to just want to show off for the public eye. You know, he turns off all his social media, and he just focuses on himself and the team. And that's what we need, and that's what every quarterback should do. You know, when you put that team first and you're just a team guy, everything is possible.
So is he off social media during the season? We had him last year.
You mentioned something.
Right. Is it during the season,
did
during the playoffs? How does he do it?
I think it's the whole season.
Now,
like LeBron did Zero Dark 30.
Right.
And he still didn't make the playoffs.
That's an issue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's an issue. You know, Kyrie Irving, the great point guard in the NBA, had said, you know, a lot of players are unhappy today, and part of it is social media. How do you handle social media?
I feel like I'm very lighthearted. You know, I don't take anything people say on social media to heart. You know, I just –
They don't know you, right?
Everybody just wants a voice, so, you know, people just going to talk
But you read a lot of the criticism.
Yeah, I read it, so you're able to block it out. Like, yeah, it doesn't affect me as much, you know. I'm not taking it to heart. Sometimes it even fuels me, you know. So, you know, I make the best of whatever it is.
But do you comment back to people or no? You just kind of read what's going on? If someone has something supportive, do you say, thanks for the support, or you know what I mean? Do you respond to your fans?
Well, I got a bad habit. I used to respond to people, you know, the ones that be hating. I need to do what you just said, to respond to people that show love. I feel like that's a good idea.
That would be better. You do go back and forth.
Yeah, sometimes I used to go back at them. I stopped doing it now, though. I'm a better person.
But you know what? Whenever we get it, for radio, and obviously we have opinions or whatever, somebody rips me on social media, I'll just say, thanks for listening.
He'll block people too
if they get crazy. Yes, I will.
You pulling for any team in this game? I mean, you rooting for somebody?
Yeah, so I'm an offensive player, y'all know. So I definitely want to see an offensive shootout, so I'm going for the Chiefs. All the weapons they got, I want to see them do good.
But shouldn't you?
Don't let him change your mind.
I'm not trying to
change your mind. But if you're in the NFC, there's no way you could pick the 49ers, right?
No,
49ers.
Yeah, some guys are pro conference, right?
They probably would pick your conference, especially say if you beat the 49ers. But they're in the Super Bowl, then you're like, okay, I want the 49ers to win, so I can say I beat the Super Bowl champion.
Polaris, you're here on behalf of Polaris, and I got to tell you, we're seeing some of these pictures of the Polaris slingshot.
Yeah.
It's like an off-road vehicle. Yeah, tell us about it. It looks great.
It's actually on-road.
Really? So like a car you can
drive. Yeah. It's really like a motorcycle. I think technically that's what it is.
Really?
But, yeah, I drove the 2019 version to camp this year. Got in a little trouble with my coaches because I was doing donuts in the parking lot.
Uh-oh.
So then
they're like, you got some value to it.
Yeah, I had to put that away. But the 2020 version is out now. It's different now. The transmission is automatic, so anybody can drive it now because it was standard transmission. The steering wheel is different now. The suspension is better. It's just a whole new car. And people could actually go win one online, Polaris.com, into the winner sweepstakes, and you just type in "it's automatic."
So when you drive it, what's the feel like? Does it feel like more like a car or more like a motorcycle?
I feel like it's a car because of the steering wheel, and the two wheels in the front. So it definitely feel like a car.
So Rob and I will give you our addresses after, and the cars will be sent to our house.
Yeah, I'm gonna answer y'all in the sweepstakes for y'all.
All right, the great Tariq Cohen, he's an All-Pro running back with the Chicago Bears.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's time for Shop Talk.
Painful.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Yes, sir. It is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Normally, we do this on Thursdays at 8:45 p.m. Eastern, but since Jonas Knox is graced us with his presence this evening. We moved it up a few segments. And it is
blame it on Jonas.
Jonas is funny too. I mean, he's funnier than Rob.
What?
He's
like, damn straight.
He's like,
you know
he
what?
Doesn't even try.
Damn straight.
He doesn't even try to be funny.
Y'all want a room? Y'all want a room tonight? I mean, my God. Can I get a protective covering with all this stuff floating around?
You see, you're going too far.
South Beach Mountain.
You're going too far.
South Beach Mountain.
All right. It is Super Week. The big game is on Sunday. I thought I saw this come across the press wire. A company in the UK has published a study that says on Super Bowl Sunday in America, football fans will eat on average 11,000 calories per person.
Wow.
Per person. So here's the question. What kind of spread should we expect at your Super Bowl party this year? Jonas, start with you.
Well, I've got to work later on, and you guys know this. When you work in radio and you've got to talk, there are certain foods you have to stay away from.
So you can stay awake?
Yeah, well, that, and you don't want carbonation because you don't want to be burping all the time. So I'm going to be nice and easy. It might be a bell pepper, maybe a salad.
I knew it was a bell pepper.
I swear to God,
I believe it.
Because I got to work after the game, so I don't want to be burping the entire time. But back in the day, I mean, Cheez-Its have got to be there. Best cracker of all time. Cheez-Its have got to be there.
I got Jonas, I got to admit, I am not impressed so far.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you mentioned bell pepper, salad, and Cheez-Its.
Hold on. What did you say? Cheez-Its?
You better take that South Beach Mountain thing back.
Wait a minute.
You ain't getting none like this.
All right, so you got to have, you know what we used to do? You ever had this feels like an odd time to bring this up. You ever had those mini wieners?
Those little
cocktail sausages, right?
Yeah,
I haven't had one since I was about seven.
All right,
I didn't like them back then.
You throw them in some barbecue sauce. You've got your cheese and your crackers lined up. Then you get to your entrees. You're going to have some wraps. You can get them even made at the store, cut up individually. It's stuff that you can pick up with one hand and eat. And then you bring out the pizza, and you can bring out the hot dogs if need be and things like that.
I'm sorry, it's a slow build.
And I haven't had the cocktail.
My goodness.
The cocktail Frank since we got off welfare.
I mean,
okay, we were never on welfare.
Okay, now since you are shaming my platter,
that is okay. Jonas, you're my man, but that is weak.
What's a Chris Broussard
platter?
The only
thing you said was pizza.
All right, that was the last thing you said.
All right, I got to shout out my man Malik Carey. He listens all the time. He may be listening now. He makes some of the best steak ever.
And
he cuts it up. He grills it. Hold on. You don't want steak on Super Bowl Sunday?
This is gated community menu stuff. This ain't me. This is gated community.
Chris is bougie. You know
Malik
that.
Malik is from the hood. Malik is from the I'm not even going to say something else I can say, but he cuts it up.
Okay. So you got steak.
And he grills it. It is delicious. It is a little gated community. We've had salmon.
Oh, yeah.
Honey glazed salmon, steak, barbecue ribs. Obviously, there's chips and dips and all Doritos and Tostitos for pregame, you know, before the real meal comes out. I don't know what, potatoes.
Caviar.
But it's real food. Jonas, salad? A bell pepper?
Hey, man. Look, I got to work. I can't be burping on the air. You know how you guys know how this works? You can't really be stuffing your face during the break.
We'll forgive you on Super Bowl, though.
To me, it's real simple. You know wings is going to be a big
call. Oh, yeah. Why did I forget ring? Oh, man. I'm so guilty. I love wings.
Wings.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So there'll be at least – I'll probably have at least 24 wings myself. I love the wings.
Yeah.
That's every day for you.
Yeah, I know. Down here, I've been eating wings like nonstop. But I like to have pizza for Super Bowl as well, some pizza. And I also like hot dogs. 100% beef in the natural casing, the kind that snap when you bite them. They're delicious. With some brown mustard, a little sauerkraut.
I'm really glad that wasn't filmed just now.
What?
your demonstration
y'all
just now.
You were a little into that, man.
Listen, now are you a ketchup on your hot dog guy?
Yeah, sometimes. If I have the red onion sauce, Chris, you know, like they have on the push carts in New York.
Yes.
There's a red onion sauce.
Yeah.
And that goes really well with either ketchup or spicy brown mustard. I like
those
two.
I got to admit, look, I do like a great grilled hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
And it's delicious.
100%
I don't
beef,
know,
though.
I haven't had hot dogs in a long time.
Long time, really?
And they're more – I like the pork ones better.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Pork is better than beef.
No, it's not.
It tastes better. Pork is the best taste in meat. Am I wrong?
No. You know what?
What's in it. I know what's saying.
Hey, El Pastor. When you go Mexican food, El Pastor. That's pork.
Is that?
Dynamite. Ask Bobby G.
Bacon, ribs. I'm sorry.
No.
I know it might not be the best for you, but pork is Raji. Is pork not the best tasting meat?
No.
No.
Not pork. It depends. Steak, right?
What's
beef.
Steak is great, but other than steak.
Steak is at the top of the food chain.
Hey, would you rather have ribs or a hot dog?
That shouldn't you just
No, I would like ribs.
Think.
I love ribs.
Yeah.
I love ribs.
Like, would you rather have ribs or a steak?
Why? But I'd always have a steak.
I would take ribs over a steak.
Oh, an outstanding steak versus outstanding ribs.
I'll take ribs.
I think I'm going with ribs.
Wow. I would take a
steak. I love steak. I'm a steak connoisseur.
You notice that's coming from the light skin side of the table.
Oh, brown.
You
look at me right here.
We're cold.
That's right.
That's right.
You look like a brother last week. You took
He let his hair go, right?
I told you should have kept that.
It was so kinky.
He couldn't get to some mousse quick enough. As soon as I said he looked like a brother, he was like, I got to find this. I got to get this stuff in my hair.
And the other thing, because he came in one day and he had a pick in the back. So I was like.
With the fist, right? I had the fist.
The fist pick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. Pick up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.